Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, let's start off with a little contest here. We'll give Florence and the Machine tickets to caller number 9. Florence and the Machine. If you want to check it out, call us now, 800-400-3697. If you call number 9, you get to see Florence and the Machine May 15th at the Concord Pavilion.
Oh, that's
just a few days away.
They are really good.
Yeah, I've heard that too. We'll have your tickets all week, so call now. Hooman will get your call. Nice to see you here, Hooman.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. Thank you.
How's that back feeling?
Really, we getting
any
sore
improvement after
sore
all this?
Today. I don't know why.
Because you didn't sit upside down in the chair last night.
Is that what? Oh, no, I did. A lot.
Oh, you're moving around a lot?
Yeah. But you're on the other side of the room, so you can't see.
That's true. And we had a lot of people crammed in there last night. Anyway, if you want, this is, 9 days away. Florence and the Machine, May 15th, Concord Pavilion. So we're going to start with, I guess we'll start with this, I don't know. Luke Perry, I don't mean to laugh, rest in peace, Luke Perry. His daughter, Sophie, said that he's getting buried in a mushroom burial suit.
Yeah, no, those are really amazing. There was a big TED Talk about them, so they're lined with these mushroom spores, and mushrooms are really amazing in the sense that, you know, they've actually been known to even eat plastic and turn it into something biodegradable. Mm. So this woman invented this kind of casket of sorts, this bag, this pouch.
Yeah, it is a pouch, man.
Yeah.
So you no casket, you just get dropped into the ground?
Yeah, you're supposed to get right dropped into the ground, yeah, with that. And then the mushrooms are awesome, and they're able
to
eat through the bones, and yeah, and hopefully a tree will be born. From dust you came, into dust you shall return.
I'll trip on Luke Perry. You got any of those crazy mushrooms? You ever done those?
No, I haven't. I'm afraid to do any of those things.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that stuff.
Yeah.
Now.
What?
Now or before?
Yeah, maybe when I was
a
kid.
If I wouldn't do it now.
You have?
No. Yes,
yeah, I just can't. I don't know. Anything that you have to eat, it just takes too long to get through. I just can't do it.
Oh, and mushrooms are gross, dude. They're dry, and there's a powder in the bag. Like, you get some shrooms, but you get some powder. And
can't just rinse it down?
Well, you don't want to waste any, so there you are going.
The stems.
Yeah,
you can blend it, too.
Disgusting.
That's the easy way.
Yeah. We blended it with
like into a smoothie or something.
Orange juice.
Oh.
Anyway, this is not an endorsement for tripping on mushrooms, but
freaking terrible.
Don't do it.
This mushroom suit, I'm seeing a cost of about $1,500.
Well, it's far less than a casket.
Yes.
But this is done because the person
wants to go back to the earth.
Okay.
I guess.
I like it.
I guess that this was, he found out about this. He's like, that's awesome. That's what I would want. This, of course, you know, not knowing that he was going to die at age 51. In an Instagram post, his daughter Sophie said, "Any explanation I give will not do justice to the genius that is the mushroom burial suit. Look into them at coeio.com. Or just by Googling mushroom burial suit," is what she wrote. "My dad discovered it, and he was more excited by this than I've ever seen him."
Wow.
Like, oh, well. "He was buried in this suit, one of his final wishes. They're truly a beautiful thing for this beautiful planet." Mm-hmm. So, is that where you're looking at, this Coeio?
No, I found it on some other website.
They call it their Infinity Burial Suit. $1,500. It's a breakthrough in eco-friendly green funeral options and returns the body to the earth without harming the environment.
And for pets, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good.
Looking at their site.
Yeah, a lot of times it's hard to know what to do with your dead pet. I mean, I guess these days people just bring them to the vet and the vet figures it out.
The trip is that they're happy to get ashes for you, and then you get the ashes and you get them home and you go, I don't know what to do with this. I was so bummed that I put them up in the in the closet on the counter and just went, I'm not dealing with this now. And I still haven't dealt with it. Oh. So I don't know what you do after a certain point. You go,
you take him to the dog park and spread
and
them
I used to bust my mom's ball. Well, aww, she doesn't have balls, but I used to be like, you and the ashes of your
didn't
cast,
you have a bunch of them lined up
did,
on the mantelpiece?
And I
that's adorable.
And now I realize because you don't want to deal with it in the moment, and right, then later you go, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that, and listen, I gotta get to work or whatever, right, and then years have passed, and I still haven't.
We have Daisy's ashes in this cute little box, right on the. What is that thing called that we have? Sort of like a dresser, but it's shelving.
Oh, like a credenza?
And, yeah, exactly, credenza.
A credenza.
Uh-huh.
Credenza.
And then the picture. Hey, do you remember, what was your buddy's name, Tom?
Tom Sebastian?
Tom Sebastian's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Drew me a picture when Daisy died, drew me a picture. And so I have that up there.
Oh.
His nice. Dad?
Yeah, his dad drew me a picture.
Of the dog.
Uh-huh. The funny thing is, though, that the dog, because it's thick neck, it looks more like Ella than Daisy. Because Daisy, you know, was...
had a skinny little neck.
Yeah, yeah. And Ella's got a thick one, but it's adorable. I'll keep it there forever.
Oh. So you're not worried about doing anything with it. You just have them out on the credenza.
It's in a cute little box.
Sure.
But that is...
locked box? Like you can't open it and dump it out by accident?
You know what? I've never even tried to open it.
Right.
Oh. That's the thing they offer you. Mm-hmm. I've only experienced this once. I'm not a regular, but it seemed like the only move.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they did say, well, we can dispose of her for you. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. What else?
Right.
Well, we can get the at. And I'm like,
well, now maybe you could do a mushroom suit.
For $500. Yeah.
Dig yourself a hole somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Right.
I was already tripping. I was like, of course I'm going to spend the money.
Right.
You got me.
And, you know, who's to say that those are actually her ashes? They could be anything, anybody.
Totally. Absolutely. Let's just believe that it's her ashes. Just ashes. This, they're, you know, ceremonial.
Anyway, what's next?
Mushroom slap.
Luke Perry, have a good one.
Yeah. she did not share a picture of the mushroom suit, obviously, but I did find you that. Or I should say, my people found you a photo of all the mushrooms.
Like, yeah.
I don't really understand what all those little like white veins are that are. I mean, they're leading far up, and it looks like it's at some kind of expo, like Death Expo or something.
I'm gonna put the TED Talk on the Sarah and Vinny page for the mushroom soup.
Anyway,
happy Monday.
Yeah, death by mushroom soup.
Expo. I'm thinking all the funeral people go there and
sure. Right. Because it does look like it's at an expo center or something. Uh-huh. Like, and, you know, there's this picture of the suit laying there. And they've got all these, like, it almost looks like white vines, but they're going far off the body. I mean, I guess that's it, you know, reaching out into the dirt. I don't know.
And I wonder if you could plant it. If you could.
That's what you do with it.
Bury that body in, say, one of the places around here.
I mean, like actual
cemetery. Or you have to do that, like, on his property. He had a farm, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of rules about that. You know, you can't usually, because you're probably not going to own that land forever, and they, you know, people don't want bodies buried on their land.
Oh, my.
Like in the olden days, they just bury them on their land or whatever. Sure. But nowadays, you know, they want you to put it in the place where the bodies go all together. Say burn it. Remember?
Last night.
The pet one is developed here in California.
Of course
locally.
It is. Good for you, California. So I guess when she put up this Instagram post, she just took a picture of a mushroom, put it up, and we don't get to see her dad in the big suit.
Do you want to?
Oh, jeez.
Too bad, right?
Way to hold out.
Have you ever been inappropriately touched at the airport? Like when they're
I have, 100%.
Oh, tell me all about it.
Well, I remember I ended up on the terror watch list?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, so every time they would have to shut down half of the security, and I'd have like 7 dudes around me, and so their hands
Have you ever been stripped down?
They asked me if I want to go in the other room and do it that way, and I said, no, you can just do it here, but their hands were all up in my taint and up against my balls.
Oh.
Hands on my balls, hands on my taint.
Just like grappling down,
no,
just grabbing?
No, they would like knock up against it. See this motion I'm doing?
Oh, with the hand, a firmed out hand, like almost like a reach for handshake.
And then for the balls, they'd pat with the back of their hand.
The back of their hand, huh?
Yeah, apparently if you
so
do
they
it.
So they didn't like actually do like a, you know, like a.
Yeah, like a ball massage, like no.
Right, okay.
No ball massage.
And did you feel violated?
I mean, I was embarrassed because everyone, you know, it's like when you get pulled over for a ticket, like everyone's staring like, oh, do I know that person?
But so you're making eye contact with people while your balls are getting examined?
Basically, yeah, you know.
That's fun.
Well, you're standing in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're holding up the line so everyone's like, what's happening up there?
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like, oh, the guy from the terror watch list is getting his... Get him! So Diana Ross flipped out on social media. Mm. You know, I am going to say this. Look, it's Diana Ross. She's an elderly woman.
Has she flown to Turkey recently?
I don't know where she's been recently, Vin, but she was just getting a screening through the TSA, and I don't know if they singled her out because it was Diana Ross, or maybe everyone was getting all their junk touched. I don't know. But
she had a stamp from Turkey on her passport.
She was in New Orleans, so I don't know why they would even be looking at her passport.
All right.
But anyway, I guess she showed up. She was going to play at some jazz fest or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's happening right now.
Yeah, I don't see the name of it.
I have friends there. They're posting about it on Instagram.
She tweeted, I was treated like royalty in New Orleans, but at the airport I was treated like the S word. Shucks. The TSA screening was over the top. Makes me want to cry. It's not what was done, but how. I'm feeling violated. I still feel her hands between my legs, front and back, saying to me it's her job. Wow! Really mixed emotions. I always like to see the good in things, but not feeling good right now. For what it's worth, I guess as she's complaining about this, the TSA authority looked into it, and they said, we watched the video. It looks like she was just doing her job.
Mm-hmm.
Initial review of CCTV indicates the officers involved with Ms. Ross's screening correctly followed all protocols. However, TSA leadership will continue to investigate the matter further. We encourage Ms. Ross to reach out to TSA so we can work with her directly to address her concerns. So, that's not fun. I've had just my boobs felt and stuff. They've, you know, I've like gentle padding, never anything to be.
It's, you know, and especially the wire part, they're weird about.
Yeah.
So they like to knock on that.
They do, kind of feeling around.
I don't care. I'm just like, whatever. Feel me.
Do it.
Yeah.
Get me through. Yeah.
One time I got put in a little box space.
Ooh.
A waiting spot here in San Francisco. And I'm waiting, but I'm like, you know me, I'm threading the needle, dude. I got to get out of here. Search me, strip me.
Do what you got to do. I got to get going.
Show you all of it.
Bend
but
over,
I got to get
apart.
Out of here. And that power that person had in that moment, and the way they said, get back in the box. We'll get to you when we can. And I was just like, oh, if I ever see you out of here, I will never stop punching you. But in that moment, what I'm going to do?
It is an impotent feeling.
I couldn't do a thing. Right. I couldn't say a thing. I couldn't do a thing. I was about to become the problem that got me not on my plane.
Right. Did you wind up making that flight?
I did. Yeah.
You know, I do feel like if they're going to stick you in a room, you should be immediately addressed. I just
it wasn't even a room. It was a little
box.
Taped box that was in plain view of everyone. It wasn't like...
Oh. Like, get in there and did they expect you to take off your pants?
No, they just made me wait while they...
Continued to screen other passengers. As though there was going to be a break. As soon as we're done with all these passengers, we'll get to you.
I just... And I was waiting.
Yeah.
And then finally went, I'm freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to miss my flight. And that person's response was...
Get back in there and wait. Did they...
With hot sauce.
Did you remind them of yourself by putting your head out there, though? Like, I'm afraid, like, they put you in a box, and then they just kind of forget they got a guy in the box. Until they go to put another guy in there, and there you are, a skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
You're in there like, oh, geez, I died, like, 3 days ago. You told me not to come out of the box.
It's just one of those things where some people maybe shouldn't have power. And
well, you never know until you give it to them.
Right.
You know, some people cannot handle great power.
Liked
with great
it.
Power comes great responsibility.
And was had it over me. Mm.
We're getting word that Meghan Markle's in labor.
Oh,
how
exciting.
Oh.
Baby watch. This seems like a very quick pregnancy. Some people, it seems like they're pregnant
forever.
They
didn't announce it
till, like, I guess so, right?
Yeah, I didn't even feel like I found out. I feel like I was on vacation or something when that happened.
Yeah,
because it's been coming up like it's fact, and okay.
When would she have gotten pregnant? I mean, I don't even remember when we were, but yeah, it seems like the turnaround was fast. It seemed like, remember Jessica Simpson was pregnant for like 3 years? Felt like it was every day there was some story about it. I'm like, God, is she ever going to have this baby? Her ankles swelled to the size of water buffaloes.
August, around August, September, or so.
Well, that she would have gotten pregnant, and then we probably found out around Christmas time or something, so maybe it's...
I don't know. I just don't... It doesn't...
I know.
But I don't...
We're not living and dying
for
them.
The royals.
They're so fascinating. How can you resist? Tommy Chong has some advice for Felicity Huffman.
Oh.
You know,
oh.
She's about to go to prison.
For those of you, just real quick, for those of you who don't know Tommy Chong's early work with Cheech, you really got to go back and do some study because those boys were great.
They were great
in their time.
The thing is, though, I've watched them as an adult and not been stoned and went, oh, these are dumb. They're dumb. But yes, but I could see that how great they would be if I was stoned.
Could you?
I don't know.
I think that their work was as great as anything out there. They were excellent. Those movies.
Yeah. So funny. They had albums. You know, you could listen to their records.
I loved them.
Albums were so good.
Me and my daughter still do, Dave.
Oh. Is Dave there? It's me, Dave.
Yo, man, let me in. Dave's not
here. Oh, Dave's not here.
No, that's man, it's me. It's me. I'm
Dave. It's me, Dave.
We still do here, that man. Bit. She loves it.
Be careful they don't curse, Brent. It's good stuff.
Goes on for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I love it. You haven't lived till you've done that with a four-year-old. It's awesome.
Does she know all her lines? She does. She must be Dave's not here.
Yeah. It's Dave? Messy, but it's still fun.
Tommy Chong has some advice for Felicity Huffman. You know, he did spend some time in prison.
Right.
At a minimum security place, which I'm sure is exactly where she's going. He said, I want to tell Felicity Huffman to relax. I'm going on a mission. I swear to God, there's no punishment in the federal prison. You get a computer. You get a nice, comfortable cubicle. You're in there with nice, intelligent people. He was in, let's see, Taft Correctional Institute in Bakersfield. Yes.
Bakersfield.
In 2003, for 9 months. Because you remember he sold bongs on the internet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or exactly. Through the mail, whatever.
Some other kind of products, too, yeah.
Yeah, you know, pot-related things.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how invested he is in the pot business.
Oh, he's got to be. You know, we saw him at that one place in the city. My husband went in there. Friends, you know, the friend of ours.
He works there?
No, but he was there at some party
really?
In the back. They had a party in the back, and my husband was like, I was standing next to Tommy Chong the whole night.
Funny.
It's like, oh, my God. I was just
so
hanging
you were
out.
At a pot?
I wasn't there.
Oh.
John went in. John had his license. This is back before it was legal. Had his license.
Oh, because he had a medical
Yes, you
issue.
Know. He needed to be able to sleep.
Understood.
Or I can't remember what he had. It's gone now. You know, it's been cured.
He's better now?
He's all better now.
Good.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Measles and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Mother's Day is this weekend, and we're looking for the best mom ever. We do this every year, go on a big hunt. Maybe it's your mom this year. Maybe it's you. Maybe you have a mom. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate any mom you want by going to RadioAlice.com, and then on Sunday, we'll name the station after the winning mom. Plus, you get a $5,000 gift certificate to Garza Blanca. It's an all-inclusive resort in Cabo San Lucas, and $1,200 to fly yourself there.
Oh, Garza Blanca.
Garza Blanca. What does that mean? What's Garza mean?
I don't know. I've only known it as someone's last name.
It sounds fantastic.
It does, doesn't it? Anyway, there you go. It's a chance for mom to relax, just hang out by the pool, go, you know, walk
means
along
white
the...
heroin.
White heroin?
Heroin? Yeah.
Not the kind in your arm.
White, like a... white heron. Oh, not heroin. White heroin. Oh. Right, heroin.
Didn't he say heroin?
He said heroin.
He did.
He did.
All right, Garza Blanca. White heroin. That's where we're sending your mom. It's going to be a great vacation. She'll never be the same.
Sorry, sponsors.
TSA will really get you.
So go to RadioAlice.com and find out all you need to know about that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. Mm. It's where you can get the app, and then you can listen to this show on that app. Anywhere you are.
Wherever on Earth.
Right. Radio.com.
.com.
Thank you. Here's what's happening. There were some must-watch TV over the weekend, and it wasn't just Game of Thrones. On Saturday night, the Warriors played and lost.
Oh.
Come on!
We had a chance to go up 3 games on the Rockets, and we were playing so poorly. I mean, the announcers kept going like, well, I think that's the 30th missed shot by Steph Curry. It was just ridiculous how many shots we were missing.
He missed like 2 layups.
Well, that's so then we're at the end and Steph misses a layup and a dunk. He's not the tallest guy, but if you go for the dunk in front of everybody and you're Steph Curry, you got to make it.
That's a mental thing, you know.
God. So we go to OT and lose 126-121. We play again tonight.
Let's turn that around.
Right. We're up 2-1 in the series. Tonight's game is at 6:30. Go Warriors.
It's the night.
For the Warriors to make it all right.
Oh, do the Sharks play tonight too?
Sharks do play tonight, and they're up in that series. So go Sharks. This is in Colorado, 7 p.m.
All right.
All right, where to go from here? So I'll begin. Oh, by the way, it rained overnight.
Yeah.
I should mention that real quick. I didn't see it.
I had my wipers on the whole way in.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it was coming.
Nope.
Even washed my cars over the weekend.
Yeah, I guess I should have paid better attention. You know, I never believe it. Once the rain stops, they say, oh, it's going to be raining. I'm like, no, there isn't.
No, there isn't.
Nah.
Well, you're confident.
That's over. Well, for no reason.
I also washed my car.
Oh, poor thing. Oh.
It's all right.
Wow. I'm glad I didn't wash my car.
Bad news, everyone. The anti-vaxxers haven't just screwed things up for your kids. They've also screwed it up for you. If you're over 30, you may want to consider getting a new booster shot. Measles are back, and they say that there's a few different time frames. Actually, the missus said something that she'd heard was pre-68. The vaccine wasn't good enough for something like that. And then after that, they watered there. It's murky. So you want to, I'm warning you now. I don't have all the details.
Yeah. I don't know what I even got vaccinated for when I was a kid.
But you need to look into whether you need to get this booster shot.
Yeah, okay, well,
the measles vaccine was updated in 89 after a few outbreaks. That vaccine, they say, is really effective. But if you were born before 89, you only got about a half dose, which might not be enough.
Oh,
oh man.
And then again, pre-68, there's a bunch of differences in the vaccines that were given for measles.
I truly don't even know if I was vaccinated for that as a kid. It just wasn't the same thing. I was born in 66. Oh, yeah.
I think you were. Weren't you?
I really have no idea. Well, I wasn't vaccinated for chickenpox. I got those when I was like 16 or 17 years old. And that wasn't good.
Specifically, it says people who are born from 63 to 68 to see the doctor about potentially getting a booster shot.
There you go. Yeah. It's so stupid that this was gone and now it's back for everybody.
John will have to figure that out for us.
Well, actually, I got the text last week from the missus who'd heard the story, and I said, okay, we'll do it right now. Does Walgreens do this?
Oh, they don't do it?
I don't think they do it.
They should do it. Yeah, I don't need to get measles from your kid.
Yeah.
Vaccinate your damn kid.
Thanks.
They say, like, just a few years after, I guess 89, you're saying, that the really good vaccine came out? Because I think it was, like, in the early 90s, they're like, we basically stamped out measles.
It's gone. It was gone in the 2000, they said it's gone. And now it's back.
Mm. Hooray.
Okay, so dating is tough these days.
So I hear it. Although it seems like you've got an app for it.
It seems like there are a million options. Mm-hmm. I sometimes want to argue that you wouldn't be dating great at any time you were born if you're having struggles, because there's plenty of people out there hooking up. Right. Plenty. So maybe it's you.
Maybe.
Then again,
most of the time it is you.
You see this and you go, what a jerk.
Oh, no, what?
There's a 20-year-old woman named Thea Chippendale, and she's a student at the University of Lincoln in England. A few weeks ago, she matched with a guy on Tinder, and he messaged her and then criticized her.
Oh, about what? Like her profile picture was bad or something?
So he writes, this is from the person that she matched with. Not going to lie, you're a bit of a joke, but that dress in the last photo was not doing you any is not doing you any favors. Hope this helps. She writes, excuse me? Like,
you're a bit of a joke?
Are you actually being mean to me on Tinder? And he wrote, you heard. So,
wow. Here's,
I know. Like, so you just don't move on. Instead, you go on to her page
and give her some criticisms.
And you cut her. Anyway, she posted the message and a picture of herself on Twitter, and it went viral last week. Because here's some dude being super mean to her. Here's my iPad photo of the dress. She's actually pretty cute. I don't understand, and I don't know why the guy would go out of his... I mean...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this girl. I mean, she's a regular... looking girl, very pretty. The dress is fine.
Turns out the clothing company that made the dress heard about what happened and reached out to her. Less than 2 weeks later, they're using her as a model. And they put the photo on the dress's product page of their website.
Oh.
So, she says, I can't believe something so negative has turned into something so positive.
It's great.
I don't know when they say using her as a model, if that means she's getting paid.
Hopefully.
Let's hope
I'm
so.
Guessing
her image.
Not.
Mm.
Oh.
And that when the buzz wears off that she's been put, you know, up as a spokes or as a model of that, she'll go, oh, there's no money?
Yeah. I don't know what the rules are if they use your image. Maybe they're just playing her like standard model, modeling, you know, day work fee or something.
Mm.
I would think they, you know, if they're publicizing it, I bet you they're, yeah, I mean, it's a pittance, right? Either way, you know, at least they're like, no, you look beautiful in our dress. And way to capitalize on the popularity of the story, the viral nature of it.
After he wrote, not going to lie, you're a bit of a joke, but that dress in the last photo is not doing you any favors. Hope this helps. She wrote, excuse me? Why did you feel like you needed to comment on it? And then she's like mad.
Yeah.
Because it's all sinking in that this person's just
insulting her.
Yeah. Is your head up that far up your own that you thought your opinion mattered? He writes, literally had to tell you, or else I wouldn't have slept.
Oh. So he's just trying to...
He says, charity shop job?
Oh, he's such a jerk.
He's just...
Did you get that at a charity shop?
On Tinder. Burning people.
Oh, boy. Well,
I apologize.
That's what some people do for fun.
If that's what people are out there doing, though, when you're just trying to date somebody, that sucks.
It does. Well, it worked out for her, but think of all the people who've been torn apart by this guy in the past.
Yeah.
Who didn't get a modeling gig out
of
it. Well,
and it really didn't work out for her because she didn't get a date, and it's not a modeling gig. I'm telling you, she didn't get any money.
Well, either way, she's getting publicity. She's getting her 15 minutes. We've seen her. And she's adorable.
Well, and
someone probably sees her and goes, oh, that might be my dream girl.
I hope you're right.
Gotta reach out to her.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, me too. I wish her nothing but joy. God. Have a happy life, lady. It's just mean.
That's Tinder for you.
Yeah, well, that's trolls. They're everywhere.
I don't know.
Just mean.
So,
You don't have nice to say. Don't say anything. Did your mom teach you anything?
I don't have the box office totals or anything, but this was just a poll done about movies that break the three-hour time frame. Should there be intermissions?
Yes.
For a movie that is 3+ hours?
I would like that because, although, I don't know, I'm torn. Because honestly, I just want to get out of there. I suppose then you could leave. You'd be like, you know, I'm not going back for the second act.
What?
Let's get out of here. Let's get our money back.
I'm with these people who answer 60% say, no.
Oh.
Just let it run. We're already here
so
for three
bad.
Hours. Well, get up and pee. Mm. My feeling is that, and this happened to me at the theater.
Theater.
If I'm saying it wrong, screw you.
Theater.
They pull that intermission time, and the crunch at the bathroom makes it, you just go,
that is a bummer.
You know what? What's the point?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the trick is.
What's
wait until, because I go to the theater a lot, and you know I do have to pee by intermission.
I think you said it wrong.
Theater. Theater. How do you say it?
You heard me. Theater.
I was theater. You go to the theater, and you're in the, it's the intermission. You wait until right when they're getting everyone to sit back down. Then you get up, and there's no line. You go right in.
Oh.
It works every time.
Whatever.
Make a 40-second run to the bathroom and back.
I mean, the first early days, I used to just go double fist drinks till, you know, they let you back into your seat. Now I'm like, what am I going to do here? This is so stupid. I could be 15 minutes further into this piece of poo.
15 minutes closer to the end.
God.
Yeah.
I'm looking up like really good films that were over 3 hours, and they didn't feel like they were 3 hours. So, do you see The Godfather Part 2?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Schindler's.
That one was just so damn long.
Schindler's List.
I didn't see that.
That's really good.
Intermissions, yes or no?
I pee a lot, so for me it would be great. I would say yes.
I know, I'm very torn. There's part of me that's like, I really do need a break in the middle of it. But plus, just sitting in those seats can be uncomfortable. It's like, like being on an airplane, you need an intermission from that. Sometimes you just walk up and down the aisle just to get the blood moving again.
Just to
it's
break
like, oh,
up
my
the tailbone's time.
Getting sore. Just get me
stuck
out of this
with
seat.
These, man, I'll tell you something, too. I'm not the tallest person, and I don't have room. So over 6 foot, I can see why you want to just get up and walk.
Oh, it is just
they're right
a nightmare
on, you.
On there.
Dude, I saw this dude.
You're on me.
I saw this dude on Southwest when I was flying down to see my dentist. He was 6'7", and he was on the C. You know, you go A, B, C on Southwest. So he was like the last guy to sit, and he was 6'7". I'm like, oh, it's going to be miserable for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a quick flight down to San Diego. Mm. Doesn't take all day.
That's true.
Thank God.
How about a fast fact?
Fast fact. I love those.
The Sacramento Kings are the only NBA team that hasn't made the playoffs in the past decade.
Ha! Huh?
Oh,
wow.
Things are going to turn around.
When? Got a guarantee?
I don't have any guarantee.
So not this year, but next year.
I thought great things were coming for them. They got Luke Walton, he's basketball royalty because of his dad. He didn't have a great career, but he had a minute with the Warriors, and then the Lakers, they're a disaster. So he got out of there is actually the way I was looking at it. Mm-hmm. Good for him. And then this thing comes up where something happened between him and a lady. And you just go, well, there goes that. And the Sacramento Kings had just hired him. It's like
have
you're cursed.
Have they fired him?
What? I don't know.
They're doing an investigation.
Yeah. All right.
But that's like being cursed. I mean, here you are, the Kings. You just finally get this guy. You think, we got some good young players. We got this coach who's white hot.
Yeah.
Boom!
What did Chris say about the situation?
He said, that's all he said. He goes, we have an investigation going. We're looking into the facts. And then he just kind of left it at that.
Mm. Gulp. Right?
Yeah. So he's a part owner. How many owners are there?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, never mind. Let's just call him the owner. Chris Kelly owns
the Kings. Hooman's best friend.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Mm. Oh,
We haven't talked yet. We haven't,
yeah, no,
I haven't
no,
been
tomorrow,
there yet.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're going to have all the stuff set up.
Oh,
were you waiting for the Ellie says don't?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah, sorry.
I was like, what is he doing?
I thought you guys were.
Why are you looking at me,
no,
bro?
Tomorrow. Where's the. We're going to record the podcast tomorrow.
All right. For the for the love of Ellie, please don't text and drive. Because you need us to tell you that. Because you're going to listen to us.
I think she's just saying, this is Sarah's mom, Ellie. Don't text and drive. I have spoken. You know, something like that. Let's have her do a few different ones. So we don't get sick of them.
Okay. Whatever you want. Let's see. Have to say, each time the theme song of Game of Thrones plays, I picture Sarah's son and husband playing it in their living room. Such a sweet moment of family and fandom.
Mm.
You remember that?
Yes. I saw them do it at a talent show one time, too. Yeah. Hooman always talks about that, too.
I feel like we should do something for the last episode. Mm.
Oh. We could just watch it.
Well, there's two more, right?
Lives. Two more. Yep. In 2 weeks, it'll be 2 weeks from now, we'll be sitting here going up. That's over now. Oh, that's me and Hooman.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. I didn't realize we were on this. Oh, my God. Where did you get this? Is this just on Instagram or something?
No, I got it from you guys.
Oh.
It was on my Facebook way long ago. I don't know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Let's see when I grabbed this. This was June 2nd, 2014.
No.
Oh, wow.
Damn, 5 years ago.
That's a long time ago. Damn.
Hey, Ben. I get it. Bowling seems dorky, but my husband and I have 1,000s bowling. We traveled the U.S. for tournaments. It's pretty awesome.
They have their own wrist braces.
I'm actually leaving for a tournament in a few weeks in Vegas. Bowling is really trying to change their image. Try watching it on TV. Have a great week.
That seems like nap TV. Yeah, that's, look, it's great. Everyone should have things they're enthusiastic about.
I agree.
And we'll, try to.
I'm just kidding about bowling.
Poop on your hobbies.
It's fun.
Oh, Kansas. That's funny.
I got a ball. Funny, bowling? I have a ball.
Yeah. I have my own setup.
I got shoes.
Mm, the whole thing. I'm not wearing someone else's shoes. I got my own. That is so funny.
Good morning, radio family, from your number one listener in New York.
Goodness.
Love you guys. Jacqui. I think that's how you say that.
Right, Jackie.
You think so?
Maybe. I don't know. Jacqui.
Here.
Let's
you tell me.
Look at it.
Could be Jackie, although I think of Jackie as J-A-C-K-I-E.
Yeah.
Oh. You think that's Jackie?
I don't know. It could be Jacqui. I'm going to go with, let's go Jacqui. That's
honestly,
one. Sure.
Is that a way to spell Jackie?
I don't know. I mean, can't people just spell things any way that they want to? Isn't that the way it is these days?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who is this? Do you know this?
I
is
do
that
not.
Jackie?
I don't.
Yeah. We're going Jacqui.
Not like Jackie, right?
Oh, I wanted to do an email that we got here. Hi, Alice family. I've been listening to your show, Sarah and Vinny, since I was 19. I'm now 40.
That's not.
Yep, okay. It's real.
But the numbers, the math isn't necessary. Just say I've been listening a long time.
Yeah.
I like you guys. You're good.
I've been listening since I was 19. I'm now 40. And my sweet daughter, who turns 15 on Monday, May 6th, has been listening since she was born. This is a good parent. Raising kids the right way.
That's true. We got to encourage that, not discourage, right?
It would mean so much. You gave her a birthday shout on her birthday while we drive to school. 6:50 in the morning to 7:05. So I think I'm in this right here. It's unbelievable. We never do this.
It's your birthday.
Her name is Kiana.
Hey, Kiana. Happy birthday.
15 years old.
Hope
you guys
have a great
rock.
One.
We love, love, love the show. You make our day and every day a lot better by listening to your show. We can't stop smiling from Lisa.
15 was so fun. Did you have fun at 15?
I don't even remember 15.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun.
I didn't have one of those quinceañera. What was it called?
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
Yeah, 15 and 16 was pretty darn good.
Did you have one of those big parties?
I did not.
Oh, why?
My dad asked if I wanted one, and I don't want that.
I see the dresses all
it's
the time.
It's just too much, and the cost of it is exorbitant.
I was just going to ask Bryn, but I remember he became a dad at 15, right?
Yeah.
I think 15 was fun. 16 came real hard. Like real life. Boom.
I've got a baby.
15 I looked over and I went, I don't want to ask him.
I was reckless.
Yeah.
Carefree.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
And then suddenly.
Suddenly.
Know, life changed.
Had a baby.
Daddy.
And he's got one now in his 50s.
In my 50s.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.